Welcome to episode 9, is that what it is?
9!
Of The Couch Tomatoes. I am Jake Ryan.
I'm Matthew Robinson.
And I am Tony Giannotti. It has been a very long time since we have recorded, but we are back.
We are back and better than ever, even though we still don't have our microphone.
Despite the College Board's numerous attempts to screw with our schedule, we are recording.
Meddling in our affairs, hacking into our
Just like Putin.
We love you, Putin.
We love you, please don't kill us.
Okay, so we just listened to Pokemon Trap Remix, the Pokemon theme song Trap Remix, that courtesy of Tony Giannotti's YouTube.
Okay, wait, why do they call it a trap? Is it because it's like a bear trap? You get your foot caught and you have to nod off like a wolf?
Yeah.
So like, you know when the bear traps, they go boom. So
yes.
It's like a drop like that. Yeah, it's like that.
I went to an antique store, looked around one of the booths, you know? They had this thing that said seatbelt clamp, but I realized after I had L-armed it, it was actually an antique mouse trap, almost like a bear trap.
No way.
And I almost lost a finger to it.
No.
True. True story. And then I had to disarm it with a little mini garden shovel, and it made a really loud noise.
Nice.
Pretty great.
So we got a lot of great things we're going to talk about today.
Let's start out with the number one topic on this podcast, the thing we've been waiting to talk about for years.
Years.
Months. We talked about this on a practice episode. Now we're getting it for real. Is Central Catholic High School haunted?
I've heard the stories. We've all heard the stories.
We all know the stories.
Nope.
Is it haunted? Tony, why not?
I don't know.
See, Tony has no evidence.
Tony doesn't believe in it.
Go!
Tony's a skeptic.
Yeah,
sure.
No, that's it. You don't like...
Tony?
Okay, well, you're an idiot. Okay, sorry.
Yep, Tony's
I want to hear your guys' and then I'll counter.
So ghosts are real! I don't know if they're at Central Catholic necessarily.
No, I know they're at Central
because,
Catholic.
Because, oh, why not? Why? Well, how do you know they're
First, we're built on a cemetery. That's like
true.
Building something on an Indian burial ground or a cemetery or whatever. You know, it's definitely going to cause angry spirits. I mean, when they were building the new building, they dug up a body, for gosh sakes.
Is that fact? Or
is that is definitely fact.
It was just bones.
No, it was bones of a body.
Who said that, though?
That's what I heard.
That's
from
who,
though? That just seems like such a rumor.
I heard the rumor as
like
I was walking through Central
rumor.
Catholic late at night. It was whispered in my ear by a cold, ghostly spirit.
That's not true.
The rumors were started by ghosts and our main.
How much
ghosts.
Were the ghosts I met one time, Matt?
Tell me about the ghost you met one time.
He was pretty friendly.
But
was he was a youngster.
Oh, how young?
Pretty young.
10 years old or so?
I'd say 10 years old or so. His name is Casper.
Ah.
Yeah.
Casper. And
Casper.
He was a friendly ghost.
He was a friendly ghost.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was he Casper the kind spirit?
No, he was a friendly ghost.
Oh. But that's also a kind spirit.
Yeah. They made a TV show about him. He's a great guy.
Wow.
Recommend.
That's famous.
He does not live in Central, though.
He doesn't live, but how do you know?
So, but what kind of stories are you hearing that makes you believe that Central Catholic is haunted?
Well, I heard a story from an anonymous source whose name starts with Mr. and ends with Workman. About he heard this story from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another that she'd been messing around.
Heard it from a friend.
No, he heard it from a friend who heard it from his cousin who heard it from his uncle who heard it from his pet dog's parrot. That one time this one guy, I think he was like a coach at Central, was walking through the hall by the development's offices, which was at the time the library. And when he looked through the window, he saw a spirit, a ghostly premonition, a figure, you know, of a pioneer knocking books off the shelves. Basically, that's proof. I mean, and think about it. I mean, like, this school is freaky. There's, like, the dungeon. There's where we are right now. You don't think there's a ghost down here somewhere? The earthquakes, the rattling, the constant...
If there's a ghost here...
The ghost of the couch tomatoes.
Make your presence known.
That's why we record in the
dark. Make your presence known, ghost.
Oh my god. Tony, do you hear that?
There you have it, folks.
Ghost.
Definitely a ghost in
down
our recording studio.
So, Tony, fact or fake? Is Central Catholic haunted?
No.
Tony.
You just heard a ghost.
Tony,
live.
You just heard a live ghost.
You heard it here, folks.
We're
live
gonna get a
ghost.
Luigi board in here.
A Luigi
board.
Wait, a Luigi?
A Luigi board.
That is the funniest video ever, guys. If you want to watch a funny video on YouTube, what's it even called?
Luigi. Just Google Luigi board. You'll yes. find it.
It's so funny. All the different ways of saying the word Ouija board. Hilarious.
A Wawega board.
A Wawega board. A quiche board.
Quiche board. We're going to hold a seance, and we're going to prove to you that ghosts are real. I'm going to, you know, I brought my tea set, and I'm going to bring in, like, candles and chalk to draw the signs on the wall.
I don't want that.
We're going to do it, though. It's too late.
We're doing it.
We're going to prove Tony is wrong. There's a ghost right there.
Next episode, I'll whip out the ghost meter on the app, obviously.
Yes.
Genius.
Oh, spooky.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Actually, I'll download that.
Speaking
right
of
now.
Things that are ghostly and white, clouds.
Clouds.
What is your favorite
great
type of
transition?
Cloud?
That's a great transition right there.
That are fluffy and white.
What is your favorite type of cloud, Tony?
Hold off on me.
Okay, Jake.
Cumulonimbus.
Cumulonimbus. I like the cirrus clouds. They're more wispy and don't block the sun as much.
Cumulonimbus are fluffy. They look like cotton candy.
Yeah, but can you eat clouds? Can you stand on clouds?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever flown through a cloud?
Cumulonimbus are nice.
It's kind of freaky.
It is freaky. It goes white. Cumulus clouds are just beautiful, though.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they're like that, you know, that Windows background.
Yeah,
like,
those are cumulus clouds.
But he likes cumulonimbus.
Which one's like...
That's this one right here.
What would you see on a sunny day? Like
you would see like...
You'd either see like a cumulus cloud, puffy ones, or you'd see maybe like the cirro cumulus. Or the cirrus.
Where's cumulonimbus?
See, cumulonimbus is kind of like... There's
a rain cloud.
There's a storm
a storm is a brewing in the distance.
Yeah, it's kind of...
No one likes storms,
what's
Jake?
The word? It's kind of dangerous, and that's what
very
I'm like.
Dangerous.
As you can see, Jake Ryan has pulled out the ghost radar.
And there is an ad for Block Smash Game. Wow. There is definitely a Toon Blast ghost in this room.
All right. I have the... It doesn't look like I got any reads here.
You don't have any reads? Here, let me take this over. We're going to take this over into the dark corner by where the person was reported to have been brutally murdered. Not actually happened, but I'm reporting it as happening. There was no witnesses and no police report.
Matthew, how's the ghost
the
radar?
The readings are off the charts, Jake!
No!
They're shooting into the thousands, the millions. I can feel the ghost circling around me as we speak. I've got to get out of here.
It's Casper.
Matt, no!
Matthew's gone.
Matthew has left.
The ghost.
Oh my gosh, how?
I'm like, I got possessed by the ghost and they apparated me through the wall.
Keep in mind, we cannot see in here. We are recording
it. It is pitch black.
So it's kind of scary that there's ghosts off the charts in the ghost radar I just downloaded.
All right. Okay, we went from ghosts to clouds. Now I think we're going to take a little detour to beached whales, because I love beached whales.
I mean, ghosts of beached whales.
Ghosts of beached whales.
They have those, because every time a beached whale, like, a lot of the times they pass away, and their soul is stuck on that beach forever.
That one that got blown up.
Beached whales blow up. Have you seen those videos?
I have not.
No, but they tried to blow that one up in, like, the 70s or whatever.
Oh, they actually tried to blow up
They wanted. One? They were like, what do we do with this beached whale? We got to get rid of it. And they were like... The ODOT was like, we got an idea. Dynamite it. And they put some dynamite and everybody gathered around to watch. And they turned that dynamite and blubber and fat and blood went everywhere.
Matthew, actually?
Yes, look it up right now.
But there's beached whales when they like cut them open, they like...
They explode, yeah.
Because
why?
There's something in their stomach. Because
there's gases, because all those bacteriums and thingies. No, look up beached whale dynamite.
Yeah,
that'll get you the one you want. I mean, like, beached whales. There are definitely beached whale ghosts. Have you ever been to a seaside, Jake?
I have.
You know where there's that aquarium, the seaside aquarium?
The skeleton of the beach?
I was there at night one time, at, like, midnight, walking through. I had just gotten back from a wonderful midnight beach walk that I take.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And as I was walking, I walked past that room, and I saw a ghostly blue light, and a whale apparition appeared. Look up when they blew up the whale. It's the best thing ever, buddy.
So,
all right, so continue with your story, right?
Anyway, yeah, so I saw this ghost of a whale, and I heard... And I immediately turned tail and ran as fast as I could away from there, past the Pronto Pup stand, which is the best thing ever, best hot dogs.
Yeah, amazing, $2.50.
Oh my god, I love Pronto Pups. Past the, what's it called? Stack them up, you know, roll them. Fascination! Past Fascination, and back to my hotel room.
So you, where do you stay when you're in Seaside?
Well, usually I stay in Cannon Beach, so I actually ran all the way back to Cannon Beach.
Wow!
Yeah.
Marathon run.
I was terrified. I mean, I ran past the funky birdhouses.
Other funky birdhouses.
There was funky birdhouses at one time between Cannon Beach and Seaside. There was a family selling funky birdhouses. They weren't just birdhouses, they were funky birdhouses.
Ooh.
So if you ever see funky birdhouses, I need you to call me up immediately.
Funky birdhouses?
Funky birdhouses. Funky birdhouses!
Alright, do you have anything else you want to say about Beach Rills, Matt?
They're great.
They only happen in America.
Do they?
That's definitely not true.
America has the best beach whales.
Okay, oh well, yeah. We have the best beach whales.
We do have the best beach whales.
Much like everything else.
Much like everything else. America's the best country in the world.
Yep.
But not better than Russia. We love Russia.
Of course not. Putin is...
Putin.
Vladimir Putin.
Should we tell our guests about what happened, or is...
No, that's
confidential.
That's
confidential. It's terrifying. We were going to call up the Kremlin, but Jake refuses to make it.
I'm not trying to die.
If we whisper it, all right.
We have one view on a couple of our episodes.
From Russia.
From Russia. Directly from Putin.
Directly from the motherland.
And it's pretty scary. I talked to Mr. Halligan about it. He's really into it. He thinks it's funny. But scary.
We are wearing gas masks nonstop. We do not want to be poisoned.
Yeah, I haven't eaten anything for weeks that's not tested by Jake.
But you know, in this country, we have this thing called free speech.
Mr.
We have freedom. I asked you, Jake, last week, are you free this weekend? And you said, of course I'm free. I'm always free. I'm American.
America.
You know what's very American? The Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, another great transition.
I'm the king of transitions right here.
The Harlem Globetrotters. Skilled or not skilled, Jake?
The videos that I've seen of them, they all have straps. So if anyone knows what that means they can basically hit any shot they take. And their four-pointers are off the charts recently.
Okay, yeah.
I've been to one when I was a little kid, and it was pretty insane to see.
Yeah, I think they're very skilled. I mean, they're obviously really.
But why
good
are they not
players.
In the NBA?
Yeah,
because they're not that. They're not.
They
like,
are
some
that...
of them are really short.
Okay, Tony.
Okay, but they're not skilled in the esque of we're gonna win a national championship in the NBA. They're skilled in the esque of we're gonna do really cool things against very average players.
Tony? Tell me another team that's. Has a 900-1 winning streak.
Max!
Get out of here, Tony! I'm out! I can't live in this environment!
I'm sorry, Matthew. Okay, we're gonna continue on about the Globetrotters. I went to one of their games one time, and they were getting beat so bad by the Generals that they had to stop the clock so they could come back and win.
But did the Generals win? No, the Generals never win.
The clock was stopped, Matt.
Why did they say anything about it? Did they? Did they say like?
No, they just kept.
Sorry, folks.
Sorry, folks.
God, our scoreboard's having some technical difficulties.
They just kept playing. It just.
Tony, what's your favorite color?
Blue. Matt, what's your favorite color?
It's definitely actually
purple. Dog.
I can't tell. It's dark in here. God.
Matt, are you gonna draw me a blind picture?
Yes, I'm gonna draw you a blind picture because it's completely.
I don't know why you draw me.
Jake, how did you know it was purple? Jake, do you have night vision?
Yes.
Did
you had a story about?
Whoa. Matthew just wrote on a piece of paper. Tony sucks.
Well, if you don't think that the Harlem Globetrotters are the most skilled basketball team and should be in the NBA, then you're wrong.
Okay. Well.
What was my story about?
You had a story about you going to the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, I went to the Harlem Globetrotters, yeah. They were amazing. It was the best thing in my life.
The
I feel
best
like
thing
it was
in your life?
It was the best day in my life. The best life day ever. I feel like Taylor Swift was also playing that day for some reason. I don't know.
She was playing in the game.
She was playing in the game, yeah. Taylor Swift was a member of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Taylor Swift. What a day.
Jack of all trades, really.
It was either at a Blazer game or a Harlem Globetrotters game.
That what? Taylor Swift came down and played
in the
game?
No, I got a free t-shirt. That was better than Taylor Swift.
You got a free Taylor Swift t-shirt?
I got a free Taylor Swift t-shirt.
No
way. I had a Blazers
game. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
You're not.
Oh.
I am.
You're 18.
What?
Are you even 18?
No.
Oh my god, he's
19. I'm 19.
He's illegal.
You're 19?
I'm 19.
Congratulations.
Really?
Jake, how old are you?
18.
What?
Yeah.
We can't have you on the show.
Yeah.
Don't you remember they passed that legislation that only people over 18 years old can be in the Couch Tomatoes?
Yeah,
if you're 18 or under, you can't be on it.
Oh,
wait, what's your birthday?
Yeah.
November 26th, 1999. Oh, crap.
Ooh.
And my social security number is 541-555-5895.
That's
and my credit card number is 125899. Don't steal my information.
Too late. I already got it.
Damn.
All right. Do we have anything else we got to talk about? Or
yeah, so I did want to talk about my weekend.
Your weekend.
I think a really overrated thing is mosh pits on the floor of concerts.
I thought you wanted to go to lit concerts.
No, I do, but I...
But I thought lit...
I never really understood the, like... I never been to a small venue concert where I'm on the floor that it's like crazy. I've been to Mac DeMarco twice, but that wasn't really crazy.
They moshed at Mac.
Yeah, they did a little, but not like this.
Yeah.
Where there's so many people crammed on the floor and everyone's so sweaty.
The sweat is gross.
And
I agree.
I'm bumping into people I don't want to bump into, and they're bumping into me and all my friends and all There was this girl that was there at the concert. She might have been 5 foot. Like, probably not. Like, I think she was, like, 4'10". And she was on the floor with people and, like, where my elbows are at her head, pretty much. And, like, she's just getting bumped into by everyone. Can't breathe. Because in those sort of situations, the oxygen level is like, above where everyone's face is, if that makes any sense at all. So, it's like, if you're sitting at your normal height, everyone else is too, and everyone's breathing is way off, and you have to, like, reach up, get on your tiptoes to catch some breath. So, this girl who's under 5 foot I had to pick her up and bring her head above everyone else's head because she.
So you're like Baywatch. You were saving her life.
Yes, I felt obligated to save other people because I felt horrible because they were dying.
Tony, Jake, that's called heroism. Heroism.
Okay, well, I'm just saying I was with girls that I was with that were a little bit shorter, and I felt scared the whole time they were going to pass out, such as Charlie Mead, who is standing in the front row of this concert, getting absolutely thrown around. Passes out in the middle of the concert.
Wow.
Yes. Very scary stuff.
Was it during mass?
Yes, it was during mass.
During a concert.
Drink your water. Everyone, she was just dehydrated.
Oh, man.
Tony, you went to this concert.
I think there's always a point right at the beginning of the mosh where you're like, oh, this is not tight. But then you just hit a point.
Yeah, once
you're
find
like, this
your,
is so tight.
Once
I mean,
you find
I
your
loved
spot,
it. I thought it was so fun.
No, it was really fun. But once you find your spot, you're solid. But when I don't like the uncertainty of where you're going to be. For like a long period of time, I don't know. I feel like I was the only one that missed this.
Why didn't you invite me
to Joy Bad Butt?
Yeah, to Joy Bad Butt.
It was a really cool concert because I love him.
He was
awesome.
Really cool.
Paul Simon is coming this weekend.
Are we going?
Yes, Couch Tomatoes going. We got front row tickets. I won them on 106.7 The Eagle.
The Eagle.
The Eagle. Scree!
Okay, Matt.
All right, Matt. You want to do one last thing before we go here?
We're gonna make a phone call.
Making a phone call, Matt. This is all you. I don't know what you want to do with this.
We're gonna ask for some money because we need a new microphone that we're stolen.
No,
Matt. What? Tony, just let me do this.
No, they're gonna like think you're serious.
We're gonna. What do you mean? I am serious. I need some money. Those microphones aren't cheap.
Oh. We're gonna write.
Watch them not answer. Most people don't. Most people know my number and don't pick up.
Matthew, if they don't respond, we're gonna write them a.
Very nasty, but with our account number,
strong worded email that
with our account number, prepaid credit card number, and social security number in it. The JG.
Hello, you reached the office of the JG Wentworth Company. We are unable to take your call at the moment. Please leave your.
Okay.
They knew my number.
Okay. Try S.E. Johnson if they look.
Oh, I love S.E. Johnson. I wanna ask them, do they know my friend? Because I know a friend named Johnson.
It's SC, by the way.
It's SC? I thought it was SE. We're in Australia.
No, we are in America.
We are in America.
We're in America.
We're in Taiwan. Okay, wait.
Found it.
There we go. Good job, Tony. You're great at picking up.
Oh, Matthew.
What?
Play this when they answer.
No! Tony, that's our outro song. We don't make prank calls. Who do we call? The rejection hotline.
Ghostbusters. Oh my, that's funny. Okay, so for people that don't know what the rejection hotline is, it's kind of a mean way to give someone who you don't want to give your real number to, your number.
Hello, this is not the person you were trying to call. You've reached the rejection hotline. Unfortunately, the person who gave you this rejection hotline number did not want you to have their real number. We know this sucks, but don't be too devastated. So why were you given a rejection hotline number? Maybe you're just not this person's type. No, this could mean boring, dumb, annoying, arrogant, or just a general weirdo. Maybe you suffer from bad breath, body odor, or a nasty combination of the two. Maybe you just give off that creepy, overbearing, psycho stalker vibe, and the idea of going out with you just seems as appealing as playing leapfrog with unicorns. Regardless of the reason, please take the hint, accept the fact that you were rejected, and then get over it. And please do your best to forget about the person who gave you this number, because trust us, they've already forgotten about you.
HumorHotline.com.
And sponsored by PredictionLog.com, our new site that lets you officially log your predictions on sports, politics, pop culture, reality TV, anything you might make predictions
well,
about.
Each
prediction
website.
Is logged with an official date
so
stamp.
So if anyone is being really creepy to you and they ask you for their number,
give them a rejection hotline.
PredictionLog.com.
I have never, but...
Hello, this is not the person you were trying to call.
All right, so we got 605... 475-6968. That's 605-475-6968. That's the rejection hotline. That's kind of all we got for you guys today. Any shout outs, you boys?
I have a shout out to. You go first.
I have a shout out to Miss Snow.
For being the best person ever.
Yes, for being a listener. And she listens.
She listens.
Here's another to anyone listening this right
Welcome
now.
Welcome to Verizon today, Wireless. Today, the number you dialed has been changed. Disconnected.
That's a shame.
No longer in service.
I wanted to call the Krusty Krab.
All right, Matthew.
Speaking of Krusty Krab.
Speaking of Krusty Krab. This is what we'll end on.
Here's our outro.
Thank you to all y'all out there.
We love you guys.
We love y'all.
What the scallop? How goofy goober!